everybody, this is DJ Ravenwolf. You're tuned in to the best of hair on KCLA FM, 99.3 Los Angeles, and around the world on KCLAFM.com and thebestofhairradio.com as well. And as promised, we got the amazing Erica Jordan in the studio, and they asked me if you mind if she talks about sex. Have you heard the show before? I mean, you know, we've had porn stars in here, we've been drinking in here. It's a party in here, buddy. And she has been wicked busy. It's been hard to get her in this place because you've been, you know, movie shoots and all these other things and just crazy stuff. So thanks for coming on the show, man.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
This February was awesome. I was in 4 movies and a series at the same time.
See? Busy, busy girl, man.
Epicness.
How do you, like, when do you sleep?
What? No sleep for the wicked.
There you go. That's what Red Bull's for, man. So, for those of you listening and may not be familiar with Erica, Erica's been in Playboy and does a lot of video shoots for them and some of the magazine stuff. She's got a wicked cool website. You guys got to go check that out.
I got my start on Playboy TV. I was the weather girl for the Weekend Flash. I was the co-host of Totally Busted, star of Canoga Park. I was voted one of the top 100 most beautiful women in the world by Playboy and Maxim in 2007.
Very
100
cool.
years ago.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
I just finished the awesome sci-fi movie, The Pandora Experiment. It's been so exciting. And I actually answer questions about sex and dating for a living. I have a comedic series, web series. I answer that on Funny or Die or at sexsearch.com. And everyone can find me on Twitter, Erica number 4 Jordan, Erica with a K.
Very cool. So go check her out. This girl's everywhere, man. You just sucks to be famous. You got to do all this stuff.
Well, the idle mind is the devil's playground.
Yeah.
So the busier I am, the more sane I am.
Did you grow up out here in Los Angeles, or did you come out here from somewhere else?
God, no. I was born in Germany.
Germany?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
it's my
baby.
First language.
Cool. I failed English, but I'm working on it. So coming out here, how old were you when you came here?
Well, I turned 18 and moved to Los Angeles like everybody else here did.
Right.
And, of course, I had that story of, I came here with a U-Haul. I got breasts before I got a place to live. I had to push start my $100 car. But then everybody else says, oh, yeah? I came here when I was 15 with nothing but a backpack.
Oh,
and you're like, okay, you win.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's just wonderful stories of L.A. A lot of people come here from, like, a friend of mine, he's an actor, came here from Kentucky and by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty built guy, and you know he's going out for all these parts, and of course the casting couch kicked in, and you know, he's like, nyeh.
You know what this place reminds me of? Like Superman when he goes back to his home planet, he's just a regular guy working at the Jiffy Lube.
Yeah.
All the prom queens and Miss Ohio's come here and realize, wait a minute, I have to do something else besides being pretty.
Yeah, L.A.'s full of pretty girls, man.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of them out here.
Even our homeless people are pretty.
Some of them, yeah. Some of them. About 3 a.m., I see all the pretty ones walking
right?
up and down the street. Yeah.
Selling Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah. It's really cool. When I first came out here, I didn't know L.A. at all. I came from, I grew up in New Hampshire, went to Memphis, came to Arizona, then to Denver. And
what
then
part of Arizona?
Phoenix.
Oh, I was in Tucson.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah. Don't want to go back there.
No. But I came out here, and my friend Champagne, she was...
Champagne?
Yeah, Champagne. Oh, the lady Champagne. She's awesome. I love L.A. But she's from New York, and she was out here, and we were co-hosting for a long time, but, you know, she broke me in. It was like 8 o'clock at night. She says, go get the mic. I'm like, why? What are we going to do? Don't worry about it. Just get the mic. And we went in the car, and she drove me to West Hollywood. And I'm seeing all these prostitutes all over the place. And I said, what, you want me to interview a hooker? And she goes, yeah. You see the blonde? I'm like, yeah, go interview her. I said, okay. So I went up and said, hey, this is great for KCLA. Can I ask you a couple questions? And then, like, oh, my God, it's a dude. And she was crying, laughing so hard. And I was like, you bitch, yeah, you set me up. But it was...
Did you do the interview?
Yeah, I asked if, you know, because at that time... the whole healthcare thing was kicking in, the Prop 8 thing was kicking in, so I figured I'd ask, you know, a question, you know, are you using the 99-cent store condoms, or are you using the, you know, the good stuff? And it was just a weird conversation. It was just, would you like to see? No, I don't want to see. So, yeah, it's L.A. is fun, man. And for you, with what you do and stuff like that, you've been having a blast. We're off camera, we're talking about electrocuting people and doing all this weird funky
stuff. Oh, yeah. Right? And, you know, there's just every week there's something new and exciting. And I can't imagine people have been here so long that they don't seem impressed anymore. I did a hidden camera show once, and we were doing it in L.A., in Hollywood. Mm. And no one can tell that there's cameras around me. It's all hidden away. And I'm at Starbucks. I order my coffee. I sit down. The phone rings. They start feeding me lines because I'm having phone sex.
Oh, God.
And I'm going on and on, having these massive orgasms. I'm saying these dirty, raunchy things. No one's looking up.
Wow.
Everyone's on their computer typing. I'm like, yeah, daddy.
Oh, my God.
Using lots of profanity. No one's even, I mean, a quick chuckle maybe. That's about it. I mean, it's
wow.
almost sad that we're so oblivious to that stuff now.
Well, yeah, that was another one of my past experiences. I was working for a 900 company that...
1-900 what?
Uh-oh.
Well, it was a Dateline, but, you know, there was the other line, and that was where I was. And this girl and I were sitting like we are now, only she was this ugly-looking, big, fat girl, but she had this girly voice that was, like, fucking amazing.
Don't you think most 1-900 women are that way?
Yeah, because I've seen the cartoons where you get this big, fat chick with the barbecue stain and she, you know, cigarette, and she sounds like this four-year-old kid or something,
right.
You know? Well, this woman was the same way. She had this girly voice that was just, and she naturally talked like that. So when we were watching the screen, if they press one for this, two for that, and then they hit the sex line, we had to start talking sexy, and like we're just banging the hell out of each other, and it was hard because you can't do that without cracking up. It was just, oh baby, oh God, oh baby. It was hilarious. Yeah.
Yes.
You hear the dude on the other end like this and panting, and then he hangs up. Oh, we did our job, you know, quick, you know, 5 seconds. Oh, my God.
Oh, we've come a long way because, I mean, now you can chat with me live on Glamour Model TV.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can actually see you in a webcam, so I can't trick you like that.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's with the women, you have to, it's a whole different route. You got to get into their head. They like the whole imagery fantasy thing. You got to get into their, you know, head a little bit. But with the guys, it's just anything goes. It's they'll be done in about 2 seconds, and yeah, they're happy, you know.
Right.
It was amazing. When they said you were going to come in, they would talk about sex and stuff like that. I think I read that you were doing columns, or you wrote weekly columns for
mm-hmm.
about sex and things like that.
I have a weekly series answering questions about sex and dating. Like, for example, this week, a girl is asking me what she should do that every time she tries to have sex with her boyfriend, his dog attacks her.
Really?
And he thinks it's funny.
What the hell is the dog doing in there in the first place?
Right. So obviously I'm going with, you need to get the dog on your side.
Bad dog.
But, you know, some of the questions are really out there, but I always just try to make fun of them.
Yeah.
How do you know if your girlfriend's crazy is one of my favorite videos. They're on
yeah.
Funny or Die and SexSearch.com.
Wow. That was, I think I heard, there was somebody that's asking me a long time ago. We did a show, it was a dating show, and then we did some stuff about sex. And somebody was asking, how do I know if my girlfriend's into other girl? And I think, you know, the whole thing where he was wanting to broach the subject of threesomes and all this other stuff,
sure.
But he didn't want to piss her off and lose his girlfriend and all this other stuff. And I said, well, that's kind of easy. All you got to do is look at her tongue. If it's in another girl's crotch, it's a pretty good idea. She's into other chicks, you know? But do you get a lot of stuff like that where people, I mean, you answer in a comical way, but do you ever get the real serious guys that are freaking out, or maybe the girls too, that, you know, my boyfriend just asked me to do this. What the hell, you know?
Right. I get that a lot. And I try to show them other kinky things that they can do, maybe new sex positions, new
yeah.
toys. I mean, we're inventing new toys every year at the sex toy store.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unbelievable what they have there. And men think toys are just for women. No way, because there's a toy that makes it feel as though you're having sex and getting a blowjob at the same time. No
really?
Woman can compare to that. Yeah, there's a tongue doing crazy things with the vagina, and it's like the super
wow.
vagina that's done Kegels every day nonstop. I mean,
wow.
Why wouldn't you have one of these things? In
yeah.
fact, if people want to ask me questions about sex and dating, they can contact me direct at datingadvice@sexsearch.com.
Yeah.
I always need more questions. The serious ones are kind of a bummer. I get this guy, I swear, he writes in like every other week saying, my penis is so big. I don't know. Women can't handle it. It's just so big. What do you want me to say? I've already done the big penis friendly sex positions. I've told him to go date a porn star. But he
yeah.
just keeps writing in with the same problem.
Well, I mean, he's saying that. Has he offered any proof?
Or? I have not seen a picture.
But a lot of guys like to do that, thinking for some reason they're going to impress whoever's on the other end.
Or he's overcompensating, obviously.
Yeah. Do you drive a small car, sir? Or, you know. I've had a friend of mine that she would get guys sending her pictures of their penis on the phone. And she goes, dude, I used to do porn. Do you know how many of these I've seen? I mean, you're not impressing me. Whoop de freaking do. I've seen thousands.
It's such a weird conversation starter.
And it can be inappropriate, too, because you don't, I mean, you know, what the hell? Or it could be at the end of a you know, depending on a lot of things. That was another thing my friend Champagne used to talk about when she was out here, was a lot of these pretty boy Hollywood types would sit there and hit on her like crazy. And so she was, okay, fine, let's go home. And she would call me the next day. She's all bummed out. I was like, so how was it? She goes, dude, for once, I would just like to not have to get myself off at the end of the whole thing.
Good sex is extremely hard to find. You wouldn't think so, but it's hard to find someone who's compatible with you on all those levels. It's not just having the right equipment. You have to know what to do with it.
Yeah. What do you feel, I guess, that's a pretty good question. For guys, I don't know if there is such a thing as bad or good sex. It's if we're there, we're happy, you know.
I'm told that for women it's this wide range of catastrophic to earth-shattering, and for men it's kind of all pretty much either or yeah. I mean, it's not that extreme.
Well, yeah, I've had girls that were, for instance, I've never had any chick so far that was any good with oral. I mean, they I don't know where they're getting their instructions from or whatever. They all think they're great, but it's not really that great. I don't know, maybe it might be technique. It might be a bunch of different things.
I'm interesting that you just say that, because usually it's the men that think they're so great, because as a female, and I hate to break this to men, but men never hear that they're bad. Because if you, in the midst of sex, start critiquing your lover's performing, he is not going to be able to keep an erection. So then you're going to have to deal with that. So you have no choice but to be the little cheerleader. Yay, wow, best I've ever had. Woohoo.
Yeah.
But then, unfortunately, they get this big head and they think they're doing everything right. You have no idea how many times I've heard you, like, this is the first time anyone's ever complained. And everybody else says I'm great.
Yeah. Sir, you know when your friend goes with her girlfriends to the bathroom together? They're talking about you, sir. yeah. Well, that's kind of true, but I mean, all of that talking and stuff should have taken place before you got into the bed. Sex is about, it's almost, not 100%, but about 90-something percent mental.
Definitely. So I like when someone takes the initiative and actually asks questions prior. That really comes in handy later.
You know,
I know some people think it's fun, like it's like a map, but then that trial and error, every time you get a roadblock, it's kind of a buzzkill. I mean, why not avoid those if you can?
Well, there's other things to do. I mean, for guys, especially, you really need to pay attention to body language, pay attention to a lot of different things. If she's clenching up, she's not into it, man. You better back off. You know, she'll let you know when if you're hitting the right spots or not. I mean, oh, God. But, you know, sex being one-sided isn't really fun. It's, you know, it's cool when your partner just goes nuts on you and rapes the shit out of you. But, I mean, you know, for guys, I don't know if they're, maybe sometimes they're overthinking things, you know.
Really? Men overthinking things?
Yeah. Because we're built to conquer. We're built to do this. And so we're thinking we're doing all the right. So we're doing, you know, I've seen it on a porn movie, so this is what we're supposed to do. And they,
oh,
you know.
No, that's the worst, when men see things on porno movies. Because, I mean, even porno actresses have told me that the sex they have on camera isn't satisfying to them. I mean, I don't know any porn stars that have said that they are satisfied by that sex. They go home and have more sex.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing, too. Well, the porn stars, that they're doing it for film, and everything has to be done on cue.
Yeah, and open up to camera. Right.
But for, you know, in the real world, basically a woman can accommodate any size. But it takes some effort, it takes some relaxation, it takes some warming up for it to relax and for the muscles to do what they're supposed to do. But when you're on camera and it's supposed to do it like that, yeah, there's no relaxing. You're getting ripped to shreds, and that's why a lot of these girls are on drugs or on alcohol.
Right. There's so much preparation that goes in. I mean, if they have an anal scene, they spend the night before doing their enemas.
They do that, and then a lot of them are taking muscle relaxers because they just, you can't just, you know, it's bad.
Right.
Sorry to burst your bubble, guys.
I know. We're killing it. What are we going to tell them next? There's no Santa Claus?
Really?
What? Sorry. Damn it.
A friend of mine just wrote me this morning. She's bitching because there's some people up there that haven't taken their Christmas decorations down yet. They're going to be running into the Easter Bunny.
They're being festive.
Yeah.
The celebration never ends.
Twinkly lights and stuff. Tell everybody about the website that you have. What can they expect to find on there when they go check you out?
When they see me live on Glamour Model TV, it depends on the day, really. I mean, I'll do In Bed with Erica, Ice with Erica. I'll take them to some of my photo shoots. I do a lot of fighting. I do mixed martial arts, cool. Topless fighting, boxing, wrestling. So I'll take them to that. I just kind of take them with me. So it's kind of a inside scoop as to my life. And there's VIP shows so we can go private. And it's mostly Australia and UK, but hopefully more of the United States fans will tune in.
Yeah. You would have loved my champagne. She's martial arts trainer. She does the Krav Maga and the stunts and all this stuff. But she's wicked. And she was into Fight Club and all this other stuff out here. Yeah, she's into training big time. She's thinking about coming back because she's tired of all the snow. She's in New York right now, and she's about had enough of it. So.
Right. Sexy fighting is actually huge here. I mean, it keeps me working relatively consistently. I'm just fighting person after person. I'm fighting Nicole Oring, this awesome knife fight that's coming up next week. And someone's flying in from Greece. We're going to do some wrestling. I mean, it's constant fighting.
Man, girl fight. Got to check that out. There's nothing wrong with that at all, man. Did you see the UFC fight?
No.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
What is the first? Are you talking about the first female?
Yeah.
Epic.
Ronda Rousey got in there and beat the crap out of this other girl. It was, I've seen women's wrestling and all this other stuff, but this was the first time when they're landing punches and just beating the crap out of people.
I feel like it's scarier to fight a woman than it is a man. When I'm fighting a man, I mean, he's in control. He's very precise. But a female, as soon as there's some type of pain, she's like, all bets are off. You're going down. I mean, it becomes
scary. Women are
scary.
Vicious, man.
Women are vicious.
Yeah.
They are scary.
The weaker sex, my ass.
No. We've conquered. We're ahead of the game now.
For those of you watching on the Ustream, if you've got some questions you'd like to ask, fire them up, ma'am. We'll be glad to answer them right here on the air. And for those of you checking out Erica Jordan, you can go to her website and go follow her on Twitter. You can follow her. She's everywhere. You're not going to – you can pump in her name on Google, and she's everywhere.
Come find me, please.
Yeah. Stalk her, man.
Stalk me.
So tell me about some of the sex stuff that you've written about. Are you giving mainly advice to – more women or to more guys, or is it a good mix?
I actually have two videos a week. One was kind of catered towards women, one men. And the one for women, I have been just falling short. I've tried makeup tutorials, strip aerobics, fitness. But for men, I just answer questions about sex and dating. I sometimes get questions from females like, she said she has a lot of booty calls, but she doesn't know how to get fresh in time.
Wow.
Obviously, my advice was to stay fresh as opposed to having to get fresh.
Yeah.
Whenever a booty call calls.
Or cut down all the booty calls, man. You know, give yourself a break, you know.
There's actually little tricks like apple cider vinegar in some juice, like one tablespoon.
Mm-hmm.
To have that one a day balances your pH levels, keeps you smelling sweet. It works.
Yeah, baby. And for guys, try some pineapple juice.
Pineapple juice.
Yeah, baby. I've heard kiwi fruit is really good, too, but pineapple juice works for me. What about...
You've done a taste test, trial and error.
When the girl goes like this or she's like this, then, yeah, you know.
Depending on how much her pupils dilate.
Yeah, if she squints and gags and throws up in your car, that's not a good thing. with a lot of the guys that hit you up for advice, One of the things that we get a lot of is that you don't know where people are being serious or if they're just joking around.
Right.
Or, you know.
I got a question from this guy who said he never gets blowjobs from his wife. And one day she was doing it, and then he has an orgasm, and his sperm lands on a picture of his mother-in-law, her mom.
Oh, God.
And now she says, I'm never doing it again, because obviously when I'm going down on you, you are thinking about my mother.
Wow.
And I don't know what to do with that. Did that really happen? And if, I mean, obviously she's using that as an excuse.
Probably,
she can't possibly think that. But, I don't, or maybe.
Dude, that's gotta be, I can't imagine you sitting at your computer and seeing this and like, what the hell do I do with
it? Right.
Well, okay, on the other side, when you're having sex with somebody, I mean, is it all mental for you, or you just go for it, or what's happening in your world?
Well, it's very important to me to have intellectual and emotional stimulation combined with the sexual. I mean, there are key words that can get me off. So if someone really knows me and happens to fall in line with my fantasies, I mean, our definition of porn is a little bit different than yours.
Sure.
I mean, when I'm sitting at the gym and I'm watching the guys after their workout pick up their kids, mm-hmm. that I'm on the elliptical like, yeah, daddy.
Wow.
I mean, that's not normal.
Yeah.
You don't, when the tables are turned, you don't see that at all. Quite the contrary. You look and think, baggage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hate that double standard. It's completely unfair.
Well, that's another thing. There's a lot of double standards, especially, you know, the people out here. It's really weird. I don't know what it's like in Germany or Europe or anything like that, but over here we like to pretend that we don't ever have sex. We don't talk about it.
Yeah. And yet the people that preach no same-sex marriage, et cetera, are the ones that we find on all gay websites. So obviously everyone's just pretending.
It's. I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons why we have so many hang-ups about sex. We don't communicate. We keep it all locked in, and no one's supposed to know, and all this stuff.
I was in Vegas shooting House of Lies. We were in a group of girls having dinner, and this girl randomly says that she's only been with 4 men her whole life. Now, we're talking about a woman who's 25, 26 years old, drop-dead gorgeous,
yeah.
who a minute ago was butt-naked in a wild orgy scene and telling the guy behind her, you know, you can pull my hair harder.
Yeah.
I'm going, really? 4? 4? That's it? And this, she just offered this information. I don't know why she felt the need to. I find that to be impossible.
4 guys.
I mean, maybe we shouldn't talk about that stuff, but we shouldn't lie about it.
Well, I think you should. I think that's the biggest thing about sex. People should talk more.
We don't have
about
to give
it.
Numbers. That's
well,
not
no,
necessary.
No. But I mean, you know, it's. it's something that should be discussed. As far as you know, I think that's one of the biggest things that's missing is no communication. People are getting misinformation from all these different sources instead of being honest with themselves or being honest with somebody else.
It's fascinating. Most relationship problems consist because people don't communicate with one another with basic things. I mean, I know so many people, I'm really unhappy. My wife and I aren't having sex. Well, what are you doing about it? Well, you know, she's just not having it. What do you mean she? Do you try to initiate it? Well, did you talk about it? No. Okay, so you have this problem that you're complaining about to everybody but your wife?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to put in the effort. I mean, relationships don't get easier as time goes on. You can't put in all this effort to get them down and then just expect it to stay that way. That's like buying a plant, watering it, and then thinking it's just going to keep growing on its own.
Yeah, exactly. We were discussing the other day about marriage and all sort of stuff, and people keep asking me, when am I going to get married? I was married once. I did it once, and that was good. But I've been happy. I mean, LA is like a big buffet out here, dude. I have fun.
Do you think that's what makes it so difficult to have a healthy relationship in LA? Because people are only as faithful as their options, people say.
Well, it's when you, I work a lot. I'm busy. I have a very active lifestyle. I rarely get out, and when I do, I like to have fun. And so for me to have a serious relationship with anybody, it's not really fair because they're not going to get much out of me. I'm editing, I'm doing interviews, I'm going to events, I'm doing a lot of different things.
Well, it's also taken into consideration that marriage was created when the life expectancy was 30.
Yeah. So, dear Hefner, you got about one. But that was, you know, for me, I don't know what you call it, speed dating, but it's only like short-term stuff. You know, maybe we'll go out for a month or whatever. But, I mean, they understand that.
Well, it's kind of like cocaine. That initial high is amazing. You'll never get back to that again. So if you keep alternating relationships, you'll just constantly be on that high.
Yeah, it's awesome. I've gone out with Russian girls. I've met a girl from Israel. I've been with Koreans. I've been having a good time.
I love Israel. I was just there shooting Next Stop for Charlie. Yeah. I love that place. People are so friendly there. Genuinely
it's
friendly.
Amazing.
It's weird.
This girl is beautiful and she's just...
So pretty.
It's really weird to talk to people from outside of this country who aren't all Americanized and that was one of the things we...
They don't see sex that way in most other countries.
Out here, it's all a competition, you know. Over there, it's, hey... It was really weird.
It's like a handshake.
Yeah. That's how they, BJ's basically how they say hi. But it was really weird how, and a lot of our misconceptions about like Europeans, how maybe they're all Quakers or something, but you know, they're not like that. There's a lot of clubs out there, dude. It's just fun to watch the differences between their mindset and our mindset, how we try to pretend that we're all super religious or whatever when we're really not.
I feel like the naughtiest people I know are people that go to church on Sunday.
Yeah.
Coincidentally.
I dated a lot of girls that were pastors' kids and stuff. We the biggest freaks I've ever met in my life. It's so cool.
Because we're animals. We're not. Our closest relatives are the bonobos. They can't even be in the zoo because they're constantly having wild orgies. There's not a coincidence.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I love the.
Uh-oh, I just made an evolution comment.
Uh-oh.
People are going to throw tomatoes at me on the way to the car.
Whatever, make salad or something.
Make salad.
For those of you listening, we're talking with Erica Jordan, and we're talking about all the sex and all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys had questions and you'd like to ask her anything, if you don't do it here, you can always get a hold of her on her websites and stuff and ask her there.
And you can check out Baby Dolls Behind Bars on Cinemax and Dirty Blondes from Beyond, Naughty Reunion.
We've got a question on Ustream. Will she ever do a tour, say, to Houston anytime? Will you be going to Houston?
I hope so. Not that I know of. You never know. Things are changing every 24 hours. I mean, the movie that I got a part on Payday. I think that's tomorrow. It's about a video game, Payday,
right.
The Heist.
Right.
I just booked that a few hours ago, and that's tomorrow at 5 a.m. So good, that's how quickly our schedule is changing. And, of course, I'm playing a stripper because I have played a stripper 7,632 times.
You're really good at it.
I'm really good at it.
Typecast. Would you like to – I mean, we've had a lot of girls come here especially the Latino actresses, where they're always being typecast as the gardener, the maid, or the whatever, the hooker.
But you know what? I used to just be the stripper, but I feel like now my stripper roles are getting a little more complex. Like, okay, she's a stripper, but she might also be a killer. And she's a stripper, but she does martial arts. Like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
I mean, what's her name? Demi Moore started out doing an awesome stripper role.
Yeah. Well, she didn't start off. She was in the 80s a long time ago.
But that movie was epic.
But she did do there was a lot of... 80s was great. God.
All the good things were born in the 80s.
The best of the... Oh, God. Yeah. So what's coming up for Erica now, besides the movies and stuff? Do you have anything that you, as far as more... I guess you get more videos coming out and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. The Four Edges shot. After Midnight is a web series. And the other movies are not yet titled. You'd have to keep up with me on Twitter. Okay. Erica with the K, number 4, Jordan.
And is there anything about you that the fans may not know? Maybe they haven't asked. I mean, they ask you all the sex questions. But is there anything that you would like to say, hey, look, this is the real deal? You follow, I think the camera's following you around all the damn time, but when the cameras are shut off, I mean, do you like to cook? Do you like to, you know, what do you do when you just, Erica?
I'm kind of a fitness junkie. You know, the upside is my job is so exciting. I mean, just the other night I was filming the Pandora Experiment. So we're at a nightclub. We're at Bar Sinister. I don't know if you've been there, but it was pretty effing amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wild bondage, people being spanked, people hanging from the ceilings. I mean, just wild craziness everywhere. And we're there filming. So we have makeup and hair and a big posse of camera crew and lights. I mean, who leaves that and says, well, now I want to go out and party? I used to just want to go home and have my movie night and and just kind of take it easy. So I like downtime, taking vacations and traveling when I'm not doing that. I feel like my job's already so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for that. I could never do the 9-to-5 office thing. It would go insane.
No, that's do that like when there's nothing else to do. But I mean, you know, there's always something that you got here. It's even an earthquake is awesome. You just, we have earthquakes, mudslides, wildfires. We have all the best rides.
It's funny that you say that. Every time we have an earthquake, I live in an apartment complex, and I can hear all the kids going, "Wee!
Yeah.
Again, again!" Be careful what you wish for there, little one.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I want to have you come on the show again sometime when you're not so busy. Well, this time, because all my first timers, I never put the booze out, but we always have margaritas.
It's the first thing I did when I walked in. It's noon, and I'm saying, "Hey, where's the tequila?"
Yeah, man. We'll get you some. That's when all the good interviews take place.
Right?
I
actually prefer afternoon drinking over evening drinking. Evening drinking just makes me fall asleep.
Yeah. During the day, it's nice out. I was up on the roof the other day when it was about 85 degrees outside. So I have some Jack Daniels and some pineapple juice, and I'm up just chilling on the roof of this place, man. It's really cool.
Aren't we so spoiled? And then when it gets to 69 degrees, we're going, "Oh, it's so freezing. Nah. What is this?"
I grew up in New Hampshire. I'm used to the blizzards and stuff. I've been kind of spoiled because when it does get like in the 40s, I'm bitching that it's cold. And my friends show me their temperature gauge where it's 2.
Right. You know? Mm-hmm. They have to scrape ice off their windows.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm. You know, they just had a snowstorm a couple days ago, and I'm out here my palm trees and the sunny weather, and I'm loving it.
Right. I mean, we had a warm Christmas.
Yeah. I love Christmas out here. My mom comes out here for Christmas. It's good. They always ask me when I'm coming home.
Right? I keep flying my family out here. They're visiting me next weekend.
Oh, man. Where are they from?
They live in Tucson, Arizona, but my dad's in Iran.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is he military?
Half Persian, half German.
Ah, cool. Yeah, you like Sanaa's then. Next time you come in here, her birthday is going to be at Bar Sinister. She goes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Sanaa's is kick-ass.
Bar Sinister is something to see.
Yeah.
Even if you're not into that scene, throw on something black.
I told
and check
her. She
out.
Asked me to go. I was like, "Dude, I'm not going there. A bunch of weirdos." She goes, "You think I'm a weirdo?" I'm like, "Yeah." You know?
Yeah.
You're like,
"Oh my goodness." And I was in a bunny costume for the. Wow. So then I was basically mocking everyone there. And they're like, "An effing bunny?" That was everyone's comment as I walked by. "An effing bunny?"
Wow.
You know.
Yeah.
Less.
Yeah, I know. But for those of you who like little goth girls spanking you and stuff, yeah, go to Bar Sinister, man. You'll dig it.
So wild.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know how to begin to describe it. I don't know if there's a movie that would describe it.
No, because, I mean, it's such a great ambiance and everything, and all of a sudden they just roll in dungeon equipment.
Yeah.
And it goes from zero to hero.
Yeah, she's got a friend of hers that, one of our sponsors that make latex clothing and stuff.
Love latex.
Yeah, oh my God, and... I was checking out the material. It's really soft.
Right. And we were talking about fetish and how it basically kind of happens as you're getting older. Because at 20, you know, just basic sex is still exciting.
Mm-hmm.
25, you're going, "Okay, well, what can I add to this?" And then by the time you're 90, you're at the fetish events in diapers being walked around by some girl in latex.
I hope to God I'm never at that point, man. I just...
Don't be there.
I love to party. I mean, I really do. But there's a thing like, what the hell?
Yeah, my gosh. I was at the Black Unicorn, I think, and I saw things that wow.
You know, just when you thought you've seen it all, you know.
L.A. has this way. I've been here for almost 12 years, and I keep seeing new things.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, when I had to electrocute people, that was a whole new world for me.
And they enjoy it.
The weird part. I'm electrocuting them, and sometimes they're not flinching, and I'm thinking, well, the community needs you to flinch because they need to think, but, I mean, you might like it, but you should probably.
Yeah. I've had a lot of the girls on here where they're talking about some of the stuff they did when they were prostitutes. A lot of porn stars are prostitutes on the side, and they were guys paying them to step on their balls and doing the sick stuff.
I think a little boy can't have kids anymore because of me. I'm feeling really... He was like 22. How could he possibly know for sure that he doesn't want to have kids?
Wow.
And there were running kicks. I was running across the room and kicking him in the balls.
Wow.
Running!
Yeah.
That's
pointy toes on or what? Would you steal
sometimes
toes?
Sometimes with heels, sometimes without. And the funny part was, okay, so they hire me for this, and this is something I'd never done before.
Yes.
And I keep running through the room, but I'm a trained fighter,
yeah.
Which means that I have it in my head, don't ever, ever kick them in the balls. Aim it for anywhere but there. And I've been doing it so long, pretty much a majority of my adult life, that I've been just deeply trained not to kick there. So now this guy is saying, please kick there.
Yeah.
And I keep missing. It's like I'm sending the signal to my body, go ahead and kick there. But something is just deep-rooted in me. No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And then he kept saying, you're killing me. You're hurting me so bad. And I'm going, wait, if I kick you in the leg, it hurts so bad. But if I kick you in the balls, it feels good?
That's weird.
It's so weird.
Weird.
So I'm thinking, yeah, I'm being paid to beat someone and I can't beat them properly? I mean, that's funny.
You're doing it wrong. That's awesome.
How do you mess that one up?
I thought that was the first thing a girl ever learned from grade school all the way up.
I know, and you would think as soon as you have permission, it's a free-for-all, but no.
Wow.
I guess my body doesn't agree.
I don't think it's a training. I think you just feel bad. You put the guy on the ground and he can't breathe.
But if he likes it, then who am I to deny him this pleasure?
Oh, my God, that's really weird. Yeah, how much would they pay you to do something like that? That's one of the things I've never asked those girls is, like, who pays to be basically sterilized.
Right. And actually, the funny thing is the guy that owns the company, that's what he's into, and that's why he started the company, and he's in most of his own videos. So he gets kicked in the balls on a regular basis, and he's married, and sometimes the wife is doing the video camera, which I find fascinating, that she's videotaping while people are kicking her husband in the balls. Not to mention, what do they do in their private life?
See, all the girls I've ever met that watch a guy get kicked in the balls, in fact, I'll watch it on YouTube all the time, they laugh their ass off. They think it's hilarious.
Really? I don't think it's funny.
My ex-wife would die laughing. It was the funniest thing.
I don't get that. Never got that.
Watch Jackass. They smack you in the ball. It's funny.
Right, the whole movie. But have you seen that movie, Idiocracy?
No.
It basically talks about the decline of civilization and how in 2400 or something, the movie of the year is just a butt farting. That's the whole movie.
It's kind
of
getting to that point.
Yeah, it is.
My God. Erica, I know you're busy. We could go on forever and ever. But yeah, I want you back again at some point. We'll have some drinks out here. We'll do a taste test or something. We'll bring some of the toys. That'll be friggin' cool. One of our sponsors is Adam and Eve, and we do get cases of stuff.
Oh my goodness. Tell them to bring me some stuff. I'll put it in my video series.
We did a whole thing. I did a little PSA with condoms for them. You know, protect your junk. But we did this thing where when Clint Eastwood was talking to in the invisible chair, I did a thing where I had a dick sitting in the chair, a big, big old dildo right there. So we're talking to the President of the United States. People say you're a dick. It was great. I get a lot of hate mail for that one.
I'm sure.
That's awesome. I love it. People always ask me, how many listeners you got? I go, just piss them off. You'll find out.
Well, the problem with condoms is it doesn't give you that same psychological release because we don't. It's not an antidepressant.
Yeah.
We don't get that same oxytocin, serotonin rush. It's just not the same,
condoms
unfortunately.
They're good.
They suck.
But they you know.
Yeah.
It's.
They work, but they're.
Yeah.
That's the only reason to get in a relationship, right? To have unprotected sex, I thought.
You don't have to be in a relationship to do that. But
well, it helps.
There are other places you can do. That's a whole other show. But guys, you know, we have to teach you some things. There's other things you can do. Trust me. And, you know.
Yeah, be safe. Have anal sex. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Or just swallow.
That was a joke. Don't do that.
Evidence, whatever.
Yeah. You got to be careful when you're giving people advice because some people are not very bright.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can kind of tell when they ask you these weird questions. Like, you've been kicking the balls way too many times. yeah, man. But come back anytime, man. We'll
definitely.
We'll
thank you for having me.
Yeah. DJ Rainbow for the best of hairradio.com, KCLA FM. Tune in later on. We'll have some tunes and some all kinds of stuff. And if you want to get a hold of Erica, get on her websites and go check her out wherever she's going to get on Twitter. And she's pretty active, so you'll be able to catch a hold of her. Maybe you've got some questions you'd like to ask her that you didn't feel like you should ask them here, and that's perfectly okay. I don't know. I'm pretty sure she's probably had enough dick pictures for the rest of her life from,
I did a whole video on that.
yeah. That was Playboy Serious always has the dick picture Friday or something like that where they evaluate. Everybody sends in their pictures of their penis and they evaluate them and make fun of them on the air and stuff. It's hilarious. But yeah. So
That's
and
awesome.
guys, if you think you're gonna impress a chick with your penis, she's probably already seen your
Probably
friends.
send a
So
picture of your bank account. That might be more
yeah,
effective if you're gonna send something.
it's that's awesome. All right, guys, we'll catch you all again next time right here on the Best of Hair.